Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Lori Ellingson, Valerie Van Coten, and Allison Limke from Pella Historical Society join us on today's program to talk about a donation of land from Casey's General Store to Pella Historical in downtown Pella. First of all, what was the initial reaction to the news, and ultimately, what does that mean for Pella Historical Society?
We were very surprised when we got the initial phone call from Casey's. It's an opportunity for us that we didn't expect at all. But the sale of the land on Main Street to Casey's included provisions for this extraordinary gift to us, and we are very grateful. And we look at the opportunities ahead, and we're excited.
And Val, I guess as the director now of the Pella Historical Society, this has to be exciting news from your end of things, and an extra opportunity to really educate the Pella public and tourists from all over the place to see what you do here. I understand that there's an initial planning phase that's been going on right now, not anything set in stone, but talk about some of the early discussions once you found out that you had the land.
Well, we have a board subcommittee formed right now that is really canvassing opinions from city leaders, from organizations, on what do you think we should do with it. And when we get all that in, we're going to take a look. At this point, we don't know whether we're going to keep the building. Casey's has offered to take the building down for us if we would like that. We don't know at this point. Keep the building, get rid of the building. We're just looking at every possibility, winnowing through all the ideas, and then we'll make a recommendation to the board later.
Planning process really has just started, and I think a lot of people had heard the rumors. We had rumors posted all over our social media and our stories about Allison Limke joining us, about the idea that you guys have been maybe working about this before. Allison, this was a surprise to Pella Historical. You were the interim director throughout most of this city council meeting kind of saga. This was more of a surprise than anything else.
Definitely a surprise. We here had heard the rumors too, but we never thought we'd actually get the land donated to us. I expected maybe them just saying, oh, you have first rights to turn it down or take it, but you have to buy it, and if anything. Otherwise, I didn't expect anything until we got the call on Monday.
And Lori, from the board's perspective, Val mentioning that there's a subcommittee right now working on that. Overall, in terms of when you guys are doing acquisitions or doing additions to your property, so to speak, what are always the considerations in terms of things that you generally like to see continue to grow here at Pella Historical, whether it's overarching themes or especially adjacent to the Sculte House, the founder's home, the opportunities that are there with the gardens as well?
We have to stay true to our mission, and that's the overall theme that we are heading towards. We're going to look very carefully at all of the options. It's, again, a tremendous opportunity, and we're going to have a lot of people's opinions and to sort that out, but we've got some wise people that will be, in the end, making this decision for us.
Are folks, in a way, encouraged to help the process along if they know someone on the subcommittee, or how is that process going to work? Is there going to be any sort of input that you have, maybe from membership or things like that?
Yes, very soon we're going to be sending a survey out to members, both businesses and individuals who are members, getting their input on what they'd like to see. We're talking to city entities, you know, like the Chamber, the City of Pella, different organizations in Pella. We're also talking to some county and even some state entities to look at their ideas, how maybe they see it differently than we see it sitting here inside of Pella. And then after we get those survey results back, then we'll start looking through what the membership thinks is important. But like Lori said, our mission is to preserve the history of Pella, Iowa, and its Dutch culture and heritage. So everything we do needs to feed into that mission statement.
When you guys are trying to expand historic properties or things of that nature, are there certain rules and regulations in terms of a museum standpoint or something like that that you have to adhere to? Or is it really just a matter of you need to figure out, A, what you want to do, and then B, from there, understand how to keep a property historic or anything like that?
Mainly, it's following our mission. If it falls under our mission statement, we can do it. And then as a part of that, education. That is, we're an educational institution. We preserve and promote the history of Pella. That history is the education that we're promoting and want everyone who comes through Pella to learn about is our history, our traditions, and our Dutch heritage.
So when we're talking about membership having an input, that's one of the benefits of membership here at Pella Historical. And right now you are looking for more members to help contribute and to help be a part of Pella Historical Society.
Our membership drive began a week or two ago. And you probably, if you're living in the Pella area, you got our membership brochure in the Town Crier. If you're a member, you've got it probably in the mail, but we are looking to greatly expand our base of members. We need people to support us, not just financially, but we need volunteers, we need people to come to events, we need people to give their input on things like this. And anyone who loves Pella, loves Tulip Time, we encourage you to join and become a member.
Once again, that was Valerie Van Coten, Lori Ellingson, and Allison Limke with Pella Historical talking about the donation from Casey's to Pella Historical Society. That concludes today's Wrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.